Yeah, the taped up GP15. And I got another one, used to be John's. But it turns out it's not a GP15. It's a tri-band 6.2 and 432, but it's like a some weird off-brand V2000, and it's two-piece. And so I was going to try that one. Not that I think my GP15 works fine. It's just got that radome that's really faded and splintering a little bit. So but it always worked well. But the coax got all jacked up. So first thing I did is I got the coax all fixed, and ohms out, and I put the antenna up, and it's giving me really, really poor match. And I'm like, what the hell? Well, maybe that antenna I got from Don is jacked up, or maybe in the middle it's apart or something. Who knows? I don't know. So I said, well, I'll just throw the other one back up there real quick. So up I go, and I swap it back out, put the GP15 up there, go check it out. It's all jacked up. I'm like, what the hell? So now I drop the thing down to the ground, and I very carefully set it somewhere where it's not going to get, too much interference. And down on the ground, fine. I can see the dips on 6, 2, 4, 40. Okay, everything looks good. Throw it back up, bad again, everywhere. Infinite SWR everywhere. So I bring it back down again. This time I disconnect the coax, put a dummy load on the end of the coax. I check that, perfectly flat. Like, what the hell? So I put the antenna, I checked everything out, triple checked it, put it back up. As soon as I put it up in the air, boom, infinite match. So I don't know. And I just got to, it was getting cold, it was getting late. I've been up the ladder like 10 times. And I says, all right, I'm going to return to this when we're supposed to get a little bit warmer coming up here at the end of the week. So that's my plan. I got to figure out, I think I got two good antennas. I just got to figure out what the hell else is going on and then get that thing back up in the air.